Now, a little later in the month, Sydney Opera House is going to be showcasing a world first as they set the stage for silent opera. They're going to be performing The Eighth Wonder, which is an Australian work about the making of the Opera House. Scheduled to perform live and in full swing at The Eighth Wonder is soprano Stacey Alome, a very talented opera singer who joins me in the studio right now. And a very good morning to you, Stacey.
Good morning.
Now, look, let's just get this over and done with. What on earth is a silent opera? How does that work?
Well, we'll still be performing live.
Uh-huh.
But so what happens is that the chorus, the principals, the orchestra will all be fed through to the audience, which will all have individual headphones on their headphones. So
it's like a silent disco, but yeah, for the opera version of it.
Exactly.
Now, is this kind of a bit of a sign that Opera Australia is trying to engage younger audiences, do you think?
I think so, yeah.
Are you worried that traditional audiences might be a bit sort of scared by the amount of technology involved?
Maybe, but I think it's new and it's innovative and I think it's kind of cool. You know, like there are performances that we do outside that have speakers surround, you know, so the sound is surround sound, but you get that ambient noise in the background, so you're kind of distracted. Whereas with the silent opera, you're kind of like zoned in to listening to it and you're kind of just focused, I think.
Well, it is an incredible array of technology to get something like that working. But from the music side of it, when did you get involved?
We found out that we were doing the opera quite early on in the year.
Right.
And we got the scores quite early so we could start preparing it. So
you've been involved for a
months,
while, for months,
months
and months
of preparation.
Huh. Were you initially a bit nervous when you heard it was going to be a silent opera, or were you excited to get involved on the sort of technology side of it?
No, I think it's new and it's fun.
Fun?
Yeah.
Right, cool. Look, it's been 21 years since The Eighth Wonder actually debuted inside the Opera House. Do you think performing outside the Opera House with an audience looking at the whole sort of, you know, the giant bird behind you, the Opera House itself, do you think it's going to transform how people see the work?
Yes. Yeah, I think when you're sitting there in the audience and you can see the Opera House as the backdrop and know how much went into building it, you know, the opera spans 16 years. It took like 16 years for the Opera House to be built. Like, And then just see its masterpiece, I think that's just awesome.
Were you familiar with the work beforehand, The Eighth Wonder?
No, I wasn't.
Oh, okay. Well, that's been interesting in that case. Look, do you think this is going to influence what opera does in the future? Do you think if this is a wild success, can we see some more innovation from Opera Australia, do you think?
Yeah, for sure.
And you'll be excited to be involved as well?
Of course.
And just finally, and I've got to ask, is it your job to collect all 5,000 headphones afterwards?
No.
Well, you're actually going to pay people to do that. Thank you so much for chatting with us, Stacey. It sounds like a really exciting project to be involved with.
My pleasure.
Yes, that was Stacey Alome. You can catch her at the Silent Opera in Sydney later this month. Head over to our website, 2SER.com. Find out how to get your tickets. Find out how to get involved.